What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk about the latest and greatest in cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and I am by myself this week. So due to a scheduling conflict, Shannon and Chris could not make it. However, they will be on the next week. So if you have been tuning in all week, so you've heard my golden voice all week, Friday, Tuesday, over my topics, Wednesday discussion, all of them pretty good, pretty short and concise. There's some a little bit new where I'm using the software's teleprompter. So I don't and write and all that other stuff too much and drive myself insane, especially when you're talking in the vacuum. There's a lot of weird pregnant pauses. So definitely bear with me, and I tried to mitigate that as much as possible. But two, I use ChatGPT to help me summarize the articles to take the key takeaways, as though I did have somebody with me, so I can kind of do it broadcaster style. And again, not a bunch of uhs and ums as I try to summarize the article. So hopefully you like the format. That's not our typical format. We normally talk back and forth, have banter, things of that nature between me and my co-host. However, I always take the week off when I'm by myself because I just hate talking into a vacuum. Again, like editing is a nightmare because you do a lot of pregnant pauses, uhs and ums. Please leave me your feedback and comments. And then tune into us wherever you listen to your audio podcast, or pretty much everywhere, to now include our RSS feed is on YouTube. So I only posted videos on YouTube in the past. However, I learned through an article recently that over 57% of podcast listeners prefer to listen to their podcasts on YouTube and YouTube Music. Who knew? I use Apple. I used to use Spotify. Most of our listenership was Apple, a good 40 to 50%, depending on the week. However, RSS feed went live last night because it took about a week to upload all of the videos. All of it was automated. However, I guess you don't want to suck up a lot of YouTube bandwidth pulling 560-something-odd videos. So it put all audio over. Now we have multiple playlists. So we have a playlist that is all of our episodes. It's RSS feed. You can subscribe to it on YouTube. And now we have playlist season one, season two. Those are our videos. We're currently in season two of the videos. And then Ask Assist P also has its own playlist. So if you're on YouTube, we have a variety of ways to watch and listen to us. And hopefully we will now expand our audience. So check it out. Please like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff I always forget to say. And this is Friday's episode. So this is where I'm going to talk about all of what I did this week, which is pretty much three things. I play Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I am in love. Again, for all those who are listeners of the show on a regular basis, Final Fantasy VII is my favorite game of all time. PS1 classic. It put me on to role-playing games, or RPGs as they're called. I love that game. It broke my brain. And this is actually capturing that again. It's 25 years later, and this game is beautiful. It's full-fledged. They're adding a bunch of content to include all the little spinoffs. So there's the Dirge of Cerberus. There was Crisis Core, and they seem to have integrated all of those branching little side stories of Final Fantasy into this product. So loving it. Definitely check it out. Beautiful graphics, and it has a little mini game inside of it called Queen's Blood. It's like a board game. It seems deceptively simple, but the more and more I play it, I can see how deep it gets. And so far, I just love this game. So I'm going to continue to play it. I can see myself trying to 100% it, trying to get the platinum. So the next 120 hours of my life consumed. I don't know where I'm going to find the time, to be honest with you. Then the second game I've been playing. So when I need to take a break from that, I do some Helldiver. Helldivers 2, which is a third-person shooter tactics game, I guess you could call it. Budget title, $40. But it's a kind of like a game, games as a service. And I usually dislike those games. I don't play them very often, but this is so much fun. Even when you die, you have fun, and you die a lot. So it's like Starship Troopers or Terminator, depending on which front you're playing. You can play against the automations, which are the Terminators, to spread that managed democracy from Super Earth is who you're aligned with, or you can go against the bugs. I forget what they call the bugs, but it's pretty much Starship Troopers. So, which I found out, I did not know, but I was listening to another podcast. Starship Troopers was made by, well, it's a book first, but the movie was made by TriStar. TriStar falls underneath Sony Pictures. So it's not a ripoff. They own the property pretty much. So there it is. That's why it looks just like Starship Troopers. But yeah, check it out. Graphics are pretty. Servers are now stable. It's a good time. If you're not good at shooters, you'll definitely enjoy it. There's a lot of tactics that could be employed, a lot of hilarious scenarios, and just the videos are worth watching on social media, even if you're not going to play. And then I'm watching Shogun. So Shogun is a period piece, I guess you would say, a drama of 1600 Japan. So the show so far, I've only watched the first episode because episodes are an hour and 10 minutes a piece. So it's very long episodes. I'm not sure how many episodes there'll be in a season. I'm sure there won't be a full 26 run because the episodes are too long. So maybe like 8 to maybe 10 episodes. And you're following kind of how Japan was isolated. You had missionaries coming in from Spain and Portugal. And then you had the Brits or the English trying to discover Japan because they kind of knew about it. There's this war between the Catholics and the Protestants. So the Portuguese are trading and spreading Catholicism to Japan, and they're booming because of it. And now this English, these English pirates discover Japan, and they're kind of disrupting all of that. But primarily, it's a Japanese drama, and you're seeing the warring factions with Taiko. I guess the warlord or the king of Japan has died. And now the five fiefdoms are trying to share the power until his son becomes of age and takes over as the rightful emperor. But there's a lot of drama, right? There's a lot of people doing some shady stuff, trying to take over. And it's good. It's really, really good. Not as violent as I was hoping, which is kind of weird to say. Only one person had their head chopped off so far. I'm expecting it's samurais. I'm expecting swords clashing everywhere. So far, first episode has a lot more character development. It's definitely not a Shannon jam yet. So we'll see what the future holds. And then, I'm reading, I should say audio listening, The Color Purple. So it's my wife's favorite book and her favorite movie. And we just watched the Color Purple, not remake, but it's the play turned into a movie. And it was good. It was pretty good, but it's not as good as the movie. And I've never read the book. So now we're reading the book together. So I'm really enjoying it. It does add a lot more context to the movie I grew up with that came out, I believe, in the 80s, early 80s. And I like it so far. It's pretty good. And then outside of all that, so you've seen a lot of new technology. So I'm making shorts, I'm making clips. I am trying to make more robust runs of show for SEO purposes. I'm using new technology. So I have a lot of ChatGPT stuff happening to help me with my social media posts as well as thumbnails. So you'll see unique thumbnails for each episode. It's a balance between taking the notes from the show and seeing what ChatGPT or DALL-E, because that's the portion of ChatGPT that makes the thumbnails for me, kind of how it interprets the show and then creates something, and then learning how to prompt. So if you check out last week, you'll see that Monday's episode was pretty iconic, at least for me. It was about BitLocker 3.0, and it had an anonymous type figure and FBI type figure on the cover with a shield and badge in the background. That was all show notes. So it took our show notes, our transcript of our show, of me, Shannon, and Chris talking about it, and it generated that image. It's pretty cool. And then Tuesday was a talk about China. So I made one with lots of Chinese iconography, I guess you could say. It had lots of Chinese flags and had an eye like Big Brother on it because we're talking about surveillance. It was pretty cool. And then, what was Wednesday's? Wednesday was, oh, the pharmacy's being attacked. So it did a really cool one with pills spilled all over the place and prescription bottles being opened. So I liked that one a lot. That was all show notes. And then Friday, I had the prompt. It just couldn't, we were just bantering about randomness. So the thumbnail was very random. However, a big theme of it was AI taking our jobs and becoming the next podcasters and movie producers. And there's no need for actors because you have digital actors now. So we talked about that a lot, kind of a dystopic type theme. Not on purpose, but that's usually what it turns into, right? You go from ChatGPT to Skynet fairly quickly in a conversation. So I prompted it and I asked it to create a theme, a dystopic theme. And then I told it, I want overgrown vines in a podcast studio that has been abandoned because generative AI has taken over content creation. And it made a really nice thumbnail from that. So the more descriptive you are, the more creative it gets. And I plan on using this from here on out. So, you know, I'll add my own titles to it because ChatGPT or DALL-E in this instance can be dyslexic sometimes. Like it'll flip text or it'll write gibberish. I don't know if that's on purpose or it's just some kind of weird ghost in the shell type situation. I usually tell it to not put text on it and I put text on myself. And then, of course, our branding is also on it. So so all that stuff's done by hand. However, the pretty images that you're starting to see are all AI generated. So I know some people don't like AI generated stuff, right? They're AI-ist. However, I like it. I still want it to be human. I still want it to be generated based upon our transcripts. We had a conversation. I generate over 3 hours of content every week. And to be able to repurpose that content and make something pretty out of it, I feel is kind of cool. It's a representation of our conversation. I am of the mind that AI assistance is cool, but AI replacement is not. So I'm not replacing anyone or anything. I've been doing all this stuff myself for the past 3.5 years. I'll continue to do so. However, it's nice to have somebody else on the team and that someone is ChatGPT. So definitely check all that stuff out. Next week, I plan to play more Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, play more Helldivers 2, hopefully link up with some friends on that one, cup and solo dolo, outside of playing with Junior. And then I hope to watch Oppenheimer. So hopefully I'll have something to say about that. And I know Chris has already watched it, so we could probably have a pretty good conversation about it. So continue to tune in. Please check us out. Again, this week is short because it's just me speaking. So this episode's probably going to be like 14 minutes long, and it would have been 45 minutes if I had people to speak to. Check out all of our content on your platform of choice. If you are a YouTube podcast listener, please subscribe. Please leave us some feedback because I would like to know what that's like on that side. All right, obviously, I've heard it. I've listened to it. I've sampled it. However, that's not the way I listen to podcasts, but I want to be everywhere for everyone who wants to listen to this nerdy talk and cybersecurity nonsense every week. Right? And then, again, you continue to watch us on video on YouTube. You can hit us up by all the websites that go by our name. You can meet me personally. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. That's RyRy Security Guy. You can find me on LinkedIn, Clubhouse, Twitter, Threads, Instagram, and then Chris Abcon. You can find him on LinkedIn at Chris A. Bacon. Stay safe. Stay secure.